a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, there's been a bit of chat in recent times. A couple of articles have come out, a couple of stories have run about relieving yourself in the shower. Obviously, number one, let's not get bogged down on number two.
No one's... Anyway,
what sort of animal?
Yeah.
Anyway, so number one's in the shower, apparently quite common. 61% of people... sometimes will relieve themselves whilst
there's
in
more.
The shower.
I'm saying there's more.
39% apparently wouldn't dream of taking part in the habit.
That is such a lie.
I can't imagine anything more disgusting than me doing that and then someone else having to use that same shower. Or
you've never. That is a lie.
Never once.
Dude, get off your high horse.
No, what?
And come down in the wee with me.
There's a toilet right there. You can either use it before the shower, after the shower, or even, hey, get out of the shower and pee in the toilet and get back in.
No. Okay. Sorry. I've said too much, but I sometimes, go.
So a lot of people admit that they've done it. So it's probably 60% of people. So, three in five people pee in the shower, but the thing is, apparently it's not good for women because you're genetic makeup, your bits and pieces aren't designed to do that with your bladder from a standing position.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sort of squat-only arrangement.
Okay.
Designed.
Who says I don't?
Designed to... Oh. Oh, come on. Oh, just because it's Friday... Okay, so anyway, so that's sort of where the conversation sits at the moment. So everyone's a little bit like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this because it's not long-term going to be great for my bladder health. Now some scientists have come out and said, hey, whoa, wouldn't worry about that too much, guys. Wouldn't worry about that too much. In fact, it's not only probably good for you, but it could be good for the environment as well.
Oh.
Good for you, good for the earth. I mean, what more can you ask for? So apparently if you've got issues with relieving yourself, like if you find it hard to pee, doing it in the shower can really help because it activates the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yes.
Because water is calming for the body.
Yes.
Yeah, and also that running water, like I can imagine running water when I'm I want to do a tactical week.
The running water thing's never been a thing for me, ever. I don't get it.
I think there's a guy, you're sort of standing there at the top of the waterfall, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so if you can think about that, then that's enough to make the water flow.
That's bizarre. Anyway.
So there's that, right? So it helps you go to the toilet if you are having trouble being in the shower. So they're like, hey, whatever you need to do, if you got to go, work that out. The other thing, the environment thing is, if you're peeing in the shower, you're having maybe like a 10 to 20 second longer shower than maybe you would, which will use a lot less water than if you flush. You'll be using a fraction of the water that you ordinarily would every time you flush the toilet.
See?
So it's good for you if you can't wee, it's good for you if you can wee, and it's good for the environment because we're using less water.
Has that changed anything for you?
Absolutely not. You are all animals. Sort yourselves out. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Yesterday I was saying, hey, I tried to get Jimmy James a Christmas present, a nice Christmas present, and it turned out that item never came. It was supposed to be from overseas. And then I tried to contact the business, couldn't contact them, no phone number, email never worked. Oh, we can't. And then they didn't give you an email. Mm. It was just an actual one of those boxes that you had to fill in.
And then it wouldn't let you submit it.
Ah. And then I had a look at the address of the joint and even the address didn't exist and the business did not exist.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, God damn, I've been scammed.
Yeah. To the tune of...
$100 roughly. Yeah. And then, I have to give a shout out, and I'm not normally this person, but I have to give a shout out to the Commonwealth Bank because I put it up as like a, hey, this, I got scammed or whatever, and I got the money back.
Nice.
Awesome.
You know that $100 to them is
Like, no, I know, but also, I mean, it was kind of my, like, you know, it was me being a dingus, but anyway.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I thought, well, that's done, that's good. Mm. And then yesterday I get a message from the Commonwealth Bank saying, hey.
Actually, in error, we didn't mean to give you that $100. You now owe us interest as well, so $120.
Yeah, exactly. No, that didn't happen. But I did get a little notification on my phone that said, hey, any chance you've just bought tickets in San Francisco to the tune of $1,485?
No.
Is this you?
Oh, no.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not me that bought one Taylor Swift ticket or whatever the hell this person bought.
Yeah.
$1,400.
Yeah.
Worth of tickets in San Francisco. So have you been scammed? Yes.
Yes. I'm going to tick yes there. So, did they tell you what the tickets were?
No. And I want to know what the tickets were because I'm kind of like, you know me, I like to keep up with what people are buying.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going.
But, tickets via Game Time, okay, which I don't know what that means, but I'm like, do they get bloody Super Bowl tickets or something with my
I reckon it'd probably be Golden State Warriors tickets.
Oh, well, get stuffed. $1,485 I've been scammed. And so what do you have to do when that happens? Oh, I've got to cancel my, I've got to lock my card. Okay. And then I thought, all right. And they're investigating now and they're investigating and they put a pending on it or whatever. So I'm hoping to get that money back, like I would assume, because they put a stop on it. But I also had to change my bank card and that means learning a new number and that means changing all my things that have my card saved and my wallet and all that type of stuff. Really annoying. Really annoying.
All right. Do you want to know what you could have bought? On Game Time.
Yeah. What is Game Time?
It is, it's a last minute ticket thing.
Okay. So who's playing this weekend?
So the good news is Taylor Swift's in Toronto.
Okay,
so
you've got
the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, the NFL team. You've got the San Francisco Giants, although I don't think baseball's on at the moment.
Mm.
What do you got? You got gridiron. Looks like college basketball, San Francisco Symphony.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that I'd accept that.
San Francisco Opera.
Okay. Well, these are more my people then.
Okay.
Okay. I'd accept that. If you bought it for classical music, I could kind of let you get away with it.
Yeah.
But right before Christmas, right when everyone, half my family is having birthdays, this is a kick in the pants that I did not need at the moment. $14, would have let it go. $1,400, I will fly. If I don't get this money back, I will fly to San Francisco. I will find you and it will be like a Taken situation.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I will find you.
Mm. You got a very specific set of skills. They're not useful at all. But they are specific.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. On Thursday, doesn't even start. It's
fun fact.
Friday.
Yes, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts. You can use those facts to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Well, baby.
Someone tried to tell me in the hallway yesterday, the day before, here that work friends are real friends, and I was like, not you and me, mate, and kept walking.
Left him in your dust.
Mm. Let's start a bit gross today. Rapunzel syndrome, let down your hair, is a condition where a hairball with a long tail develops in the small intestine caused by swallowing too much hair. That's why you don't eat your hair.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Indy?
Yeah.
In 2010, surgeons removed a 1.6 metre long hair tail from a patient's gut.
Oh, my God.
Stop eating your hair.
Oh, yeah, don't. Don't do it.
Another gross one. In 1933, Robert A. Cheeseborough, the inventor of Vaseline, claimed that eating a good teaspoon of it every day helped him live to 96 years old.
Oh, my God.
Eating a teaspoon of Vas.
Ugh.
Gross.
Mm.
That's it for the gross ones for now.
Thank you.
You know how people walk around the streets on their phones, like not watching where they're walking and stuff? Apparently not a new thing. In 1819, London was swept by a craze for kaleidoscopes. And they were so popular that people were walking around the streets just looking through kaleidoscopes, not actually watching where they were walking and getting injured, getting hit by horses and carts and that type of thing. Because they were, their heads were buried in kaleidoscopes, much like phones these days.
That is bizarre and a very fun fact. Mm. Thank you.
In Norway, in a Norwegian town called Longyearbyen. Mm. Anyway, it's illegal to die there because it's actually too cold for bodies to decompose, so they can't bury you.
Okay, see the conundrum? It's like, but am I going to be in trouble? But you can't get me. But I'm in trouble. But you can't get me.
Yeah, I'm quite crook. Can you get me to a nearby town where I'm not going to? Because noisy humans are drowning out their mating calls, bladder grasshoppers have learned to chirp at a lower pitch.
Oh.
G'day. How you doing? What very else have I got? Sexy. There's a drone called the Snotbot, and that helps scientists collect whale snot.
Oh.
So when they do the whole blowhole thing, it's hovering.
They've got snot in there.
Yeah, and it's hovering above, and it like catches some of the snot that shoots out.
How cool is that?
You would love that in the studio, wouldn't you? I need a Snotbot.
Oh, disgusting.
And let's wrap it today with one that feels quite close to my heart.
Okay.
And may make you think that I am part crow. Because crows have been known to hold grudges for 17 years and may repeatedly seek revenge.
Good Tom on the Crow Lewis.
Determined little things. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun Fact Friday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
I have been itchy. As you know,
yeah.
I've been a bit itchy and I'm on this medication at the moment and it's like this steroid medication. And it turns out some people don't do well with it and I'm one of them. So I'm covered head to foot in hives, itchy hives at the moment.
That's gross.
It is gross. And if you had been itching your skin in this studio, I would be so peed off.
Yeah.
But because it's me, it's fine, you know, and I'm fine with it.
Classic double standard. It's fine.
Right?
Yeah.
But I had to go to the doctors and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you know. We can see what's happening and it's a bit intense on my chest, on my front quadrant and also my back quadrant.
Which is a real shame because your top front quadrant is your best quadrant.
It is, right? So that is a shame. And anyway, so the solution for this is to get that shampoo, right, that you then have to put on your body and then you leave it on for 5 minutes while you're in the shower and then you wash it off,
is
right? It's not
Selsun. Pine tar sol?
It's not that either. It's something else.
You're a massive pine tar sol.
You're a pine tar sol. And
if the pine scented shampoo fits.
So I've had to, you know what? It's one thing to be covered in hives, right? That's one thing to be dealing with that. But the other is, now my showers have been taken away from me and you know that I love my showers and I like them hot.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
I'm a scalding hot shower
person. Yeah, you shouldn't be having
person.
Hot showers. That's not good for your skin.
No, it's fine. I don't care about my skin. I just want a hot shower. But it turns out you can't have hot showers if you're covered in hives from steroids, right?
Yeah.
That just peed me off initially. It's just like, oh, so we're going to have to get you to have like short showers and like cold showers. And I'm like, am I in prison? Like, is this? No, I'm not doing this.
So what we need is you to stand in the backyard and Jimmy to just hose you.
Yeah, basically.
Just turn the hose up to high and just.
And I don't like being cold, okay? Mm. Don't like being cold. Mm. So yesterday, oh, fine. All right, here I am, nude, in the shower, which is a spa bath at our house too.
Yeah.
So I've had to climb in there, put this concoction all over my body
Is it the calamine lotion?
Like,
is that what it is?
It's like hot pink purple shampoo stuff that you just have to lather yourself in. And how sexy, right? Jimmy came in at one point and like, can you turn the fan off because I'm really cold? I'm sitting there shivering, nude, covered in hives with this pink soap all over me. And he's just
this before or after you had a couple of vinos and sent me that photo?
It was I took a vino into the shower.
Yes!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.